good morning. What's going on, everybody? Happy Tuesday to you. To all my rockers and metalheads out there, are you ready to rock and roll Totally German Style again 2 days in a row? I think you are. Here we are. We're going to do it again. That's right. Today's special episode, we're talking to Mick Michaels, guitarist, good friend of the show, as well as the whole band. And the band is called Corners of Sanctuary. They're from the Philly area. Traditional, old-school, heavy metal style band. Great bunch of guys, great band. And it's a great interview because we talk a whole lot of stuff. A whole lot's been happening in the world of Corners of Sanctuary the last 6 to 9 months. Member changes and music and signing record deals and getting ready to go over to Europe this year. I mean, it's a whole big thing. So let's get into it. You want to get into it? Let's get into it. I should introduce myself too, shouldn't I? My name is Bay Ragney, and I am your host here on Totally German Radio and Totally German Radio Rocks. And so I sat down with Mick the other day. It's actually been a long time. I think it's been like almost 2 years, which is kind of scary. Time is like super flying by right before our eyes. And so we had a lot to catch up on, and we did all that, I think, and more. So here it is. Let's get right into it. Here's my interview with Mick Michaels of Corners of Sanctuary.
And there he is, Mr. Mick Michaels.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. How you been? It's been a while.
It has been a while. I've been doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm hanging in there. You know, it's about all you can do.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, dude, like, I see the happenings throughout the band and the world of social media, and wow, you guys have been doing a lot.
Well, we try to stay busy, honestly. I mean, we figure you only have one real shot at it, and you got to make the most of each shot, you know, and unfortunately not everything's going to be a home run, so you have to just keep swinging. And,
right.
We've made some hits, and we're trying to get some home runs. But that's we just keep pushing for it. We'll see what happens.
So was that kind of like the thinking behind the vocalist change last year? Was try to take a hit in another direction and see what happens? Maybe there might be a home run another way. Or
well, I think that was probably what we were looking for as the decision kind of like. We were kind of being forced to make a decision. Things were changing a little bit in the band. Some of the focus was starting to change with certain members at the time, unfortunately. And we were kind of since the end of 2015, I mean, you know, we've been lucky enough to, since we've been staying pretty busy, and we had a lot going on. And last year around this time, we were constantly playing out. We had, you know, multiple things in the studio going. So there was a lot of stuff. And I think, like, some of the focus changed, again, with some of the members. And then, so there was a mutual parting. And we had talked about it, and, you know, about maybe getting a female singer. And said, yeah, maybe that might be a whole different thing. We had done a female singer, like James and I, we've been playing together for a long time. So back in the 90s, progressive metal band we were in, we had a female singer kind of when nobody was having female singers, and, you know, kind of metal at that time was kind of gone. It was all really pushed underground. So we were able to kind of try different things, and it always seemed to work well. And that's what we did. And we thought that things would have worked out in a different way. But I'm not here to really talk about anybody in particular, but I think some people didn't expect to have to work at what you needed to do to, you know, to be in a band. So,
sure.
And things kind of just unfolded the way they did. So I'm real happy about it. So I really can't complain.
Was it kind of a thing
it wasn't like a new Coke idea, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Convince everybody try this, but then go back to the old stuff. It just kind of worked out.
Was it a thing though? Like how soon before you got into that situation that you thought to yourself, like, uh oh, like this isn't going to work out? Or was it kind of like a mutual thing as you guys were going along, like, hey, this isn't going to work out, and then things worked out where you got Frankie back?
Well, I'm gonna, you know, and again, I hate talking at the school, but I knew in August, shortly after, and probably even before we kind of made the final decision, I personally was on the fence about it. I knew that there was some personality differences that may have possibly in the future cause us a little dilemma. But
right.
I was willing to overlook those, and I figured, you know, everybody's got whatever. I got a lot of issues myself, so
sure.
I mean, I can get as much as I can take in a sense. But there was a lot of wish-wash, and there's a culture about being in a band. There's a culture within the music industry, and there's, like, you know, if you're a weekend party band, there's a culture to that, and that's cool.
Sure.
You know, if you're an all original band, there's a certain kind of culture to that, and I guess some people weren't really up to that, so which made things more difficult. So we kind of knew, but we were pressing on. I mean, we had obligations, and we gave our word, and there was things that were set up. So we did whatever we could to make as much as we could work. I mean, we tried to stay positive. We kept pushing forward. It just, when you're toeing the line, sometimes it just didn't really work out that way. And we had already started to schedule a good portion of 2018, which included, we knew last year that we were going to be going to Europe. And obligations and so on and so forth. And, and we want things that we wanted to do. This was like, the next level up in what we wanted to do.
Sure.
So, and again, I think some people want to join a band and they want to have a good time and they like being in the limelight, having their picture taken, and people come up and telling them how great they are and all that. But they don't want to always kind of put the work in. So, if you're not really connected, if at the end of the day you're not connected to the music, like the music isn't really the passion, and all that other BS is, you're not going to be in the game very long. At least that's again, my experience, my opinion. I know everybody's different, but
yeah, so I guess it happens to where honestly, to flip it onto like the radio side, like I have so many people come to me all the time. Oh, I want to do a show on your network. I want to do a show on your network. And the first thing I say to them is like, do you realize like it's work? It's not just, hey, I pop up, do a show and this and that and see it. And I come back and then you have millions of followers and listeners. It don't work that way. I'm like, you got to work. It's like a 24/7 job that you're not going to get paid for. And they're like,
right.
Oh, yeah, it sounds great. It sounds great. And then like 2 weeks later, they're like, dude, you realize this is work? And I'm like, hello? So it kind of sounds like the same thing you guys went through.
Yeah, to succeed at anything, even if it's small success, it you got to be at it all the time. I mean, and that's the thing.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the day, it's either a passion or it's not.
Yeah.
You know, it constantly reminds me of the Kiss song, Do You Love Me? You know what I mean? When I go to it, you know what I mean? Like, you like the magazines and the sunglasses and the limo, but when it comes time to pay the driver, buy the sunglasses, and purchase the magazine, nobody wants to be found.
right.
So,
Now, how did things, like, work out with you and you guys and Frankie getting back together? Like, who was the first one that reached out first?
Well, we had, actually, I mean, so, it was a little rough part of the ways with Frankie. We had come to a mutual understanding that we were parting ways, but we still had a series of shows, and we did a Midwest tour, already knowing that he was, gone per se. So,
okay.
I mean, we were still, very cordial, and I mean, he came out to see us a couple times with Therese, and a little bit of distance that. Those hurt feelings and that confusion, because the bottom line is, I don't want to sound like a, I don't know, whatever it is that people worry about, but you know, I mean, we built a relationship. I mean, we were brothers and friends, and you know, there's a lot of deep stuff shared and so on and so forth.
Sure.
But he'd seen us, and we stayed connected, you know, maybe through social network. Now, Frankie doesn't live close to me. He's a couple hours away, but you know, we would chat once in a while on Messenger or you know whatever that thing is that Facebook has. So I guess when we made the you know said hey look you know it's over with Trees, we weren't sure what to do, and we had actually been talking prior to the end of last year that, you know, I said, I was thinking of reaching out to Frank, talk to him, seeing what he, you know, what he's doing, what he wants to do, because, you know, for whatever reason. And then I was kind of brushed off to the side because, again, didn't want to cause bad vibes, want to keep things moving. But
right.
I think it was actually happening all at the same time without us realizing it. But I think for that particular moment, I think James reached out when all this, you know, we were, because we, believe it or not, we just contacted and I was away. James was talking to me and I said, why don't we talk to Frankie and see what? And he goes, all right. I go, ask him to just fill in a couple shows, no commitment, because until we get things moving again, you know, and we'll cut the load until we need to. Frankie jumped on it. And he goes, yeah, I'll do a couple shows with you. And then it was, again, like one thing led to another. And we had a conversation, and it was like, you know, Frank, the door's open for you. And I think he already brought his bag to the conversation. So it was an easy, yeah, I mean, I'm telling you. I mean, we knock on wood or, you know, whatever, we really lucked out, and I'm excited about it. So there's a new energy. And that's
yeah,
really
I was just
going to
say that. I mean, do you think, I mean, as weird as it might sound for a situation like this, like it might have just like refreshed the band and brought a whole new energy back into you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, last year we were on a roll and we were pumping shows out like crazy. We were on the road a lot, especially for older guys, and we were having a great time. But I think it was starting to tax some people, and
sure.
You know, sometimes it happens. Things happen faster, or when you're not even expecting, you're just doing the thing, and then all of a sudden you look back and you go, oh my God, we have this and we have this, and we've been very fortunate. I mean, we've taken our share of hits too. I mean, we're not, you know, I mean, we're still in the trenches trying to, you know, to make our way. And there's so much music out there, you know, and you can easily get lost. And we have several times. So, but yeah,
sure.
This coming back, and then everything kind of hitting at the same time, you know, we were dancing around several label offers because we weren't quite sure what we were going to do. We actually went in, we took November and December. We re-recorded all the vocals for the album, with Trees. And we had it mastered it several times. So when this hit, it was like we're going full steam, whatever we have to do at this point. So, yeah, there's a different energy. We have a different approach. And as I told Frankie in several conversations, that I have new – what happened and our separation, kind of like we're calling it now, you know, he took a hiatus, kind of like if he had to go into rehab or something, which he didn't. But I'm just saying, you look at it like he had a rehab on life. So, you know,
right.
And he came back refreshed. We came back refreshed. And we're hitting the ground running as hard as we possibly can because if I've learned anything, I got a new perspective. You don't know about tomorrow, kind of, you know, and like Tommy Kiefer said, you know, you don't know what you got till it's gone.
Right. Wow. So, I mean, when you guys, because you guys signed a deal, I mean, a long deal too, a 5-year deal with Killer Metal Records. Was that with when you guys had Trees in the band, or was Frankie back in the band at that point?
Well, that deal had been kind of swarming around at the tail end when we separated with Frankie, and then we had gotten a couple other offers that we were looking at with, you know, while, and then again, this was with, and at that point, Therese was in the band, and we just weren't sure what we were going to do. We weren't sure if we were going to shelf the album and just start on all new stuff, go a different direction. Like when we released Burn, the single with Therese, this was material that we had written, and but it was slightly different than the normal Corners of Sanctuary sound. So we figured this would be a good opportunity to kind of roll something else out. Let's see what happens. I mean, one of the beauties about being, I mean, in essence, you know, we're an independent band, and bands now that are at least like us, I mean, you make your own way. I mean, you get linked up with somebody, a distribution or a label or whatever, but the bottom line, at the end of the day, it's all up to you. There's no nurturing of bands like there used to be and a big payday. But with that big payday, there was a big loan that was always due at the end of something. So, you know, so we figured, hey, man, we're gonna try and see what happens. But when we came back from California, from the West Coast tour, we decided, hey, we're going to re-record the vocals. This is the best thing to do if this is the lineup that we're going to move forward with. So we did, and that's what we were moving with. But then, you know, when all this went down, there was just no point in doing that. No one had paid their dues enough to deserve something like that, in my opinion. So we went back with what we were going to do, and we had it remastered by Bill Metoyer, who mastered the version with Therese. We figured, well, if we're going to invest, then we invest the right way. And like I said, it all kind of it was all happening at the same time. Other than that, I mean, just like you know how like sometimes there's a perfect storm, and we lucked out here in a sense. There was like maybe 2 weeks of like, oh my God, we're going down with the ship big time, and this is the end. But again, I think a lot of bands will experience that. Like if something, especially when you have several things in the fire and it's rolling and you're planning down the road, like, you know, you're not just booking a week or two at a time. You're starting to book, you know, at the end of the year and you're looking at stuff for 2019 and you're just kind of making commitments based on what you have at the moment. It kind of looked a little false. I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, I'm not going to blow smoke and mirrors and say, you know, hey, this, that, and the other thing, because we're a very transparent band in that sense. I mean, we have a body of work. We let that speak for itself. I'm not going to tell you how good or how bad we're not, that we are or not. That's up to people to decide. It was daunting there for a couple of weeks, and we just kept swinging. One of our little sayings is that we just keep swinging until somebody goes down. And that somebody that goes down may be us, but at least we go down swinging. So it's, it may be the fact that we're all Italian or something, I don't know, but it just works that way. So, and like I said, sometimes you swing and you hit the right button, and we did this time. So we're just going to keep going so we can, you know, something happens, and we're planning this year to be a big one. We've cut down on some of the amounts of shows that we're playing, simply to kind of keep perspective. And you know, we got the album coming out. We're doing a little bit more recording this year because we can. And then we're going to Germany, and we're going back out to California in November. We're doing some Canadian dates in September. So. You know, things are, so I'm happy with it. You know what I mean? It gives me a little bit more time, too. I get to spend with my wife and kids.
Nice. Now at any point, like, during that two-week time, that sounded pretty, like, heads or tails, like you didn't know which way you would end up. Did you, like, think to yourself at any point, like, you know what, like, let's just close it up. Let's close it down, just shut it down, and, like, figure out life in another direction?
I think not like, hey, listen, we're done, giving up, I'm gonna become a bus driver at Disney World. Though I'm not opposed to that. That's actually a pretty exciting job, I think. I mean, plus you get free parking admission. So I'm not opposed to that. But I think what we were, we there was a consideration that James and I were talking and say, look, we have the out, we have an album, we can get the album out, and then we ride that for a while. We just cut the, we just cut back on shows. Believe it or not, during that time we had some shows, and we did some shows as we did instrumentals. We did our music all instrumental, no singer.
Oh, wow.
Because again, we had obligations, and we're not a fan of canceling shows. I mean, I think in the time that this band's together, I think tops there may have been two or three shows that we canceled. One family member, one member, their mother passed away, so you know, of course. And then the other one, the singer at the time couldn't sing, so we probably, and we were still early on, so there was kind of like maybe we shouldn't go, you know, and that would have been about, that's really kind of about it. And we didn't want to, you know, can shows that we, you know, that you book, because that just doesn't look good. It's unfair on the other bands. It's unfair on the booker. It's unfair on the venue. So we do, you know, we let them know, you know, again, up front, listen, we're definitely there for the show. We'll do whatever we have to do to promote it. We're just not going to do it. We, you know, so we did several of those. They're not bad, actually. They were actually more fun than the previous ones.
Oh boy. So the new album it's ready to roll, I'm guessing then. So it should be out at very soon, right?
Yeah, it should be out very soon. I mean, at this stage of the game, we're at the mercy of the label. Now we were given some dates. Are they, you know, what's going to happen? I don't know. But we did release a single and the lyric video for the title track, The Galloping Hordes. So we're pretty excited about that. We are playing a couple of the songs in our set. So that's, you know, that's a cool thing there. The way we look at it at this point, the album's supposed to get a digital release first, and then the CD release was supposed to coincide with our trip to Europe. So we're cool with that. I mean, the way we look at it is like the album's release is like money in the bank. Not that we're getting money, but it's like we know it's there. We know it's coming. We can continue to do what we do, play live and so on and so forth, bring the music to the people. And that's what kind of part of the idea that to go with the 5-year deal, we know that multi albums will come out under that. And that's one less thing we have to worry about at this point. So we can focus on writing material if that's the way we're going to go, and playing live. So as we cut down on some of the shows, we're doing a little bit more recording. We're doing some recording of new material, so we have a catalog, you know, back catalog for us. And we're redoing some of the songs that do real well live. So they've been slightly... Over the years, songs have changed as we play them live, so we wanted to capture more of that. And with Frankie back, that's what we're focusing on. So we've got a couple things in the fire, and we're excited about it.
Nice. Now, how about with it being a 5-year deal? Do you feel like any pressure on yourself or the band? Like, wow, we got to deliver all this stuff now in 5 years.
I don't. I'm actually excited about it because, again, it gives us a focus. It gives us things to work on so that when we have, like I said, that when we have these, then there really isn't, like, low times or times that we're, you know, have nothing going. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing? That kind of crap. You know what I mean? So I'm kind of excited about it. I like the work. I like the write. To me, that's exhilarating. It keeps things fresh and exciting so that, you know, nothing's worse than, you know, say you got all these shows and you're on the road a little bit and then you come back and then you have nothing.
Right.
So if you knew you were rolling off and then you get to work on some new material, and that material, there isn't a guessing game. Is it going to come out? Is it going to come out? Are we going to release it ourselves? Is it just going to be digital? So on and so forth. That was some of the things that we wanted to kind of eliminate, at least this time around, so we could focus on other stuff. And we're excited about that. That's pretty cool. I mean, my hope is if, you know, depending on how each year goes, but we get another 2-3 albums out of this, I'm pretty thrilled about that. I mean,
right,
somebody likes, you know, somebody likes the music somewhere.
Now, how about being the fact that the label is based out of Germany? What's the reception like over in Germany for you guys? I'm sure because they love that classic metal sound.
So far, it's been pretty good. I know that there's been a lot of buzz, even more so because we're having a chance to go over there and we're going to do a number of dates, and that's been positive. It's been positive. I'm really positive. Sometimes it's mind blowing if you think about it. Again, that somebody outside of, like, say, you and your wife like your music, and your wife may
right.
not even like your music, but she just says she likes your music to keep you quiet. And that may be the case, and that's okay. I remember, you know, back in the 80s playing, and it would take sometimes months to get your cassette tape to Jersey from Philly. And that somebody would listen to it and it didn't end up in a wastebasket. Now, you know, I know this sounds weird to, you know, the young people at the generation of today that have grown up on it, but the music is instantaneous. Like I could send it and it's boom, it's in Germany like right now. And somebody listens to it and then so on, you know. And so to me that's pretty exciting, and which makes this trip even more exciting. You know, so that I know, it's kind of cool that I know that we're not just going to go play some venues to us and the sound. And, I didn't spend 8 hours on a flight just to play in front of the sound man. So there's some excitement for that. How it's going to, you know, overall be received and all, I'm staying positive about it. We're going to do our best to bring them a good show and all. But who knows, you know what I mean? So, again, that's why we just keep swinging and we're going to have a good time with it. We're really looking forward to it, for sure.
That's awesome. Congrats to you guys, man. Well deserved.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
So, coming up, you guys show Joey Belladonna coming up, May 4th.
Yeah, really excited about that. I got my albums ready for him to sign and all, but we're pretty excited about it. I actually got to speak to him on the phone because we're backlining the drum set and all. How cool is that? You know what I mean? Like, holy crap. You know what I mean? But yeah, you know, he seems like a really nice guy and we're really looking forward to it. It's only us and him because he's doing a few hour set there. He's doing some classic covers and stuff like that. I guess that's the hot new thing. Everybody wants to go. I haven't got on that bandwagon yet, but I guess when I run out of stuff to write, I guess maybe that's what I'll go to. I don't know. I was never good at, covering songs. It was always a bear for me. But I figure, well, the easier thing to do is write my own stuff. At least I know who I'm copying. I'm copying myself. So.
Yeah,
but,
right?
You know. But, it's going to be a good show. And we got a festival in June 16th. We're playing up in New York, Nick Stock. And we got some Pennsylvania local shows that we're going to be doing, kind of like, you know, just to keep the juices flowing. We have some other things, some other dates in the works I can't talk about yet that we should have booked before we go to Europe, and then we do the Europe thing, and I think then after Europe, I think we actually get like a week or two off, and then we're going to go to Canada. And then, we got some other things, and then we're back out to California in November. At least I think that's what we're doing. Somewhere in there, we're supposed to be doing a video, another song on the album called Hail Hail. So we'll see. I'm not sure what those dates are.
Nice, busy. It's gonna be a busy 2018.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, it's. You know, a painter paints, a sculptor sculpts, a baseball player plays baseball. I mean, I guess they play baseball. And, you know, I mean, we're a band, so we have to kind of work on the music, you know what I mean?
Right on.
Along with everything else, right?
Sure.
So, yeah.
Cool. Dude, again, I'm so excited for you guys, and happy about the whole deal and going to Germany. That's exciting, man. It's super exciting.
Yeah, it is. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Now, where should we send everybody to keep up to date on you guys and get the music when it's coming out? And
well, we got, you know, our official website, cornersofsanctuary.com, is a hub. And, you know, you can get, you know, we put our tour posters up and, you know, and our dates and stuff like that. Our full catalog's up there, and you can get stuff. There's some of our back albums are still available in CD format, and then you can do digital downloads and stuff like that. I mean, if you want, like, up-to-the-minute type stuff, I guess Facebook would be the way to go. It's become, you know, it's become that thing. It's become that part of life until something else comes about. But, you know, you can check us out there. We have a monthly newsletter you could sign up for. It keeps you up to date. Sometimes we give, you know, free downloads and stuff like that, of stuff that you can't get necessarily on the website and stuff like that. Or we give, like, special deals to, like, you know, to our subscribers for T-shirts or some kind of merch or something like that. So, yeah, there's,
cool.
You know, that's probably the best way. You can message us, email us. We do try to answer everything unless you send us you know, bad stuff and weird pictures and stuff like that, then maybe we try to avoid you.
Then you hit the delete button.
Yeah.
Oh, too funny. Too funny. Dude, again, great catching up with you guys. Congrats again, and I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of the album once it comes out. I'm loving the new tune, so I'm going to play it for everybody, too.
Cool. Thanks, brother. I appreciate you having me on.
Always, man. Take care, and I hope to see you guys soon. Hopefully, I think I saw you guys playing Rusty Nail in the summertime.
Yeah, that's a pretty good line. That's kind of like we're building it as, like, you know, Bon Voyage, Taz, how Bugs Bunny would say it. But we got a really cool lineup that night. We got Seventh Chaos from Maryland. We got Threat Point from Scranton, PA. These guys are killer. And we got Seeds of Perdition, you know, Chris Natalini from Bloodfeast singing. They're a dynamite band.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's going to be a powerhouse night. So, yeah, man. I mean, you come down, you're my guest. You know, whatever. Hey, you want to ever come to a show, you just let me know. Just send me a message. We'll get that to happen.
Awesome, dude. I appreciate that so much.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
Thank you, man. Let's not make it a couple years again. Let's keep in more touch.
You got it.
Thanks, Mick. Take care, man. Talk to you soon.
Sure. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
back to Jury Rocks, and there you go, brand new. New single, title track of the new album coming out later this year, Galloping Hordes, from the one and only Quarters of Sanctuary. Good stuff. It's a great catch on with Mick, man. Good dude. Really excited by all the stuff they got going on, and happy to see they found their way back together with lead singer Frankie. Good stuff, man. And make sure you check them out, because they could be coming to a town near you, no matter where you are across the globe. So stay tuned. Go to the website, quartersofsanctuary.com, for all the information on the band. Keep up to date with things. Look for them all on social media. They're all over the place. Again, it's quartersofsanctuary.com. Of course, Quarters of Sanctuary. Just Google them. You'll find them. I guarantee it. So, all right. So, there you go. There's two episodes down for the week. We'll be back tomorrow. Episode 3 of the week of TDR Rocks, episode number 112 total. But tomorrow morning's episode, we talk to Killian McGuire, lead singer of the band Charming Liars. So tune in for that. Make sure you go to all of our social media pages. Like us, love us, follow us. It's Totally Driven Entertainment, Totally Driven Radio, or myself, Bay Ragney. And that's look for us Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Also, you can listen to us everywhere. We are all over the place. Look for Totally Driven Entertainment. We're on Spotify, we're on Block Talk Radio, we're on Spreaker, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, YouTube, you name it, we're there. Like I said, like us, love us, follow us, check out our website, totallydriven.tv, and there you go. I think that's everything. So the last thing I have to say is thank you for tuning in. Thanks for supporting us, the artists we support, and most of all, stay driven, everybody. See ya.